Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today we're continuing with the subject, Healing, This is the Will of God for All Mankind. We're doing part three from a seven-part series. And the topic today is topic number three, God's Will in the Ministry of Jesus, part A. You can see the will of God in three places in the scriptures. The first is in heaven. The second is the ministry of Jesus. And the third is the Garden of Eden. When God made Garden of Eden and made man and put man in the Garden of Eden, there was no sickness on the earth. The Bible says that through the disobedience of one man, that is Adam and Eve, the first Adam, that sin came into the garden, followed by death. It's very clear here to see and to understand death, which comes, is the end result of sickness and disease. It came through sin. It's not from God. When it came into the Garden of Eden, Adam should have dealt with it and kicked it out. And that's what God wants for every believer today, that when sickness and disease comes into their household, that they take authority over it using the word of God and their authority as a believer and bind that sickness and disease and cast it out and throw it out of their lives or their families. Let us now go to John chapter 10, verse 10, and it reads, "The thief does not come except to steal, to kill and destroy. And Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly or in the overflow." We need to draw the line clearly that Satan steals, kills and destroys, and Jesus gives life and in the abundance. Jesus said that he only did the will of the Father who sent him in John chapter 14. Let us now go to some scriptures that confirm this for us. Matthew chapter 20, verse 29 to 34, and it reads, "Now as they went out of Jericho, a multitude followed them. And behold, two blind men sitting on the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. The multitude warned them that they should be quiet, but they cried out even more, saying, Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What do you want of me to do for you? They said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be open. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Let's go now to Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26, and reading verse 22. "Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by his hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on them, he asked if he could see anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him to look up. And he was restored and saw everything clearly. Then he sent him on his way to his house, saying, Neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town." Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 to 30, the two blind men healed. "When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, See that no one knows it. But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all the country." Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 to 24, Jesus healed a great multitude. Reading from verse 23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout Syria, and they all brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them." In this scripture, we're talking about he healed all the sick. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 to 17, many were healed after the Sabbath sunset. Verse 16, "When the evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all," again I say all, "who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, the compassion of Jesus. Reading from verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. In this scripture, we see healing every sickness, not just a few, but every sickness and every disease among the people. And finally, in Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 and verses 7 and 8, the 12 apostles. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. And as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. In these scriptures, we see that God gave power to the disciples to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease, not just some sicknesses and some diseases, but all. This authority of healing has been given to the born-again believer today. When you are born again by the Spirit of God, you have the right and the authority and the power to lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Thank you for being with me today. I hope this has given you a further understanding of what God has put into the body of Christ regarding healing. Healing belongs to the believer, and God wants the believer to lay hands upon the sick and pray the word of God, pray the promise of God, and see the people healed and recover. In the next part coming up, part 4, we will be dealing with the topic, God's Will in the Ministry of Jesus, Part B. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've really enjoyed it and you have new insight into healing with the Word of God. Thank you and God bless.